Motherland Conference wà ní 6 Lisabi Grammar School Road, Idiaba, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Telephone 0907-652-0282 tàbí 0809-353-3824. Grand Style Hotel and Conference, Unparalleled Comfort.
Fresh FM.
Hearing the best makes you feel your best.
Broadcasting worldwide, the latest hits and the greatest memories.
Fresh.
Fresh. 107.9 FM.
I'm allergic to trouble, so I love to stay low. In the street you get to learn, real life is so cold. Let me tell you this, my heart can never be so. I wanna keep on rocking even when I grow old. Never going home, so I go out every day. Promise myself that I'm never ever gonna change. Little money makes up, acting strange. Make money and I break the f***ing chain. Someday I'm a big party on the plane. Just wanna be successful, my brother, have the fame. I love to keep it real while we play no games. Remember the world I believe in is a damn game, damn game. Try to cut me off, I have to level up. When it comes to Benjamin, I can't get enough. Man, I want it all, I did it for love. As a kid from the ghetto, I have to risk it all. Knock them out one time, I am Tyson. You don't play with me, oh no, I'm poison. No fugazi on this set, zero carpet. Rolly on my wrist, baby, I walk fast. Sleep next night became my thing. We went too hard for this. No, we don't sleep. We went too hard for this. No, we don't stop. We grind on. No, we don't stop. We grind on every season. Never going home, so I go out every day. Promise myself that I'm never ever gonna change. Little money makes some strange. Make money and I break the. Sometimes I'm a party on the plane. I just wanna be successful, my brother have the fame. I love to keep it real while I'm playing no games. Remember
the- Barry J jamming with Level Up here on Fresh 107.9 FM in Abeokuta. Good morning and welcome to Platform this beautiful morning, the fourth day in the month of March 2024. It's a Monday. Here's wishing you great things, and it's a start of a new week, the start of many beautiful things to come this week. It's quite early in the month. Make plans and make aspirations for the rest of the month. There's a saying that you should aim higher than the skies. Who knows, you just might hit a star. So that's what you should do this month. Aim high or aim higher. Start with this week. As I always say, seize the day, carpe diem. One of the quotes of Horace. Right here at Fresh FM, we're still basking in the euphoria of the latest state-of-the-art studios being unveiled nationally at Fresh FM. It started off in Ibadan yesterday with Fresh 105.9 FM, Ibadan, Blast FM, and Tiwantiwa. Having a turnaround in terms of aesthetics. So it's coming very soon. It's been announced. Do well to track us across all social media platforms. Check out the social media pages to see what it looks like here. My name is Emmanuel, okay? I welcome you to Platform this beautiful morning. What we do on Platform? We track interesting conversations. We go around and pay interest and utmost attention to latest happenings and things that affect you and I, that affects the polity. This morning, our focus is on the youths. We're youth-centric and youth-focused this morning. Just last week, many youth groups gathered together. Many youth groups gathered together under a coalition to make certain requests from government. So that's what we'll be speaking to this morning. We'll be looking at the veracity of those requests and how workable some of them are. We'll also look at the motive behind them and what would eventually become when those things are eventually done by government. And that's our focus this morning. So if you're a youth in Ogun State, or if you belong to any of these groups, the program is yours. Or if you love youths, now is the time for you to pay attention. We're live on Facebook at Fresh 107.9 FM. Fresh 107.9 FM. Drop your comments there. Rest assured, we'll pick them up and read this morning. In the house this morning, I have the coordinator of the coalition of youth groups in Ogun State here, Mr. Daniel Shodendi. It's a pleasure to have you with us this morning on the platform.
Good morning, sir.
You're welcome to Fresh FM. Tell us quickly. I knew you made some requests, 11 points as a summary of the things you asked for government. Let's recap from that and tell us what your demands are from government this morning.
Thank you very much. Like you rightly said, we tried to list out about 11 demands from both the federal government and the state government. Because we actually know that, most of the policies that plunk Nigeria into this situation were made by the federal government. But then, still, we believe that the state government also, they have an impact to play to make a better nation. And that is why we have listed out those 11 points, at least those we can actually say it's of paramount interest to the masses, not only to the youth, but to Nigerians at large. And so we talked about opening of international borders. I will talk about incorporation of non-actors into the palliative committee. We talk about a year free health insurance for everybody. I will talk about establishment and proper management of a food bank in the country. We talked about subsidization of transport and increment in the numbers of CNG buses. We also talked about a grant for small-scale businesses. Talks about job creation, massive involvement in mechanized farming for food production and employment generation. We talk about making favorable policies, that will make life bearable. And we talked about security challenge and so on. So those are the one I can actually remember from here.
Okay. So the baseline is that your requests are targeted towards the people, making life easy.
Yes, that's what we stand
for. But one of the requests you made is for land borders to be opened. But the federal government has said on many occasions that land borders will not be opened. Perhaps you have some reasons we don't know for making this request at this time.
Well, actually, it was the last government that actually closed the border. And the present government also, failed to. Everybody thought if it comes into governance, you have to open the border for, But then we have to look at if they have not come out to say, to give us a tangible reason why the border is still closed. But of course, the federal government has the power. They have they have their prerogative right to, to do. But in a case where this thing is, affecting citizens, I think there should be policy reevaluation. And why we are demanding for this is because one of the major reasons, not all goods are there are some exclusive list goods that are allowed. But the major one that actually trigger most of these issues is the issue of rice in court, that the bag is almost about 90,000 naira as we speak this morning. So, and when we begin to investigate this matter, we discover that it is not that the government did not say we should not be eating that rice, because they still allow the rice to come in through the airport through the air.
Are you sure of that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It is not that it was actually. Yes, it's coming in. It's coming in, and because they are getting tax, they are getting revenue on it. So that's what they are saying. And but here it was closed because probably majority of the input from borders are not well, probably they escape through some taxes and all those things. So that's why we believe that they close down the border. And also, they said that they want us to be consuming the local rice. But my brother, as we speak now, even if Nigerians have that local rice at the market now, Nigerians will eat it. As we speak now, there is no single local rice in the market. You know, and
no single that's a bold choice of words. Go to Omida. That's a bold choice of words.
I know what I'm saying. Go to Omida and ask. You know, when the during the COVID-19, is it COVID-19 or so? When the during the lockdown, you know, people are trying to eat that rice. We still saw some coming out. But now as you speak, you can't see that rice anywhere. Go to the market, go to Kuto. You can't see that rice. The rice is not available. And once it's not available, then the issue why border was closed cannot be justified. Because had it been we have the local rice and people fail to buy, then we can say, okay, the government is encouraging us to eat our local consumption. Our local production. But the rice, our own rice is not in the market. Even the ofada that used to, sometimes that we used to see in the market, now I don't think, at least maybe few, that is ofada rice. Few. And the cost is even more than the normal rice. So I think by now the government can reevaluate that policy. And what we are saying is this. You can give a time frame. You want us to be producing rice. You want us to be eating what we are producing. Okay, let's say they can declare. Okay, we are opening the border for 3 years, and within that 3 years, we want to go into full scale production of rice. You know, in the next 3 years, if you close the border, then we will have enough. But as we speak, there is no enough rice. Sometimes they go in our state. We ask some people saying there is a rice pyramid somewhere. But today, where is the pyramid? Everywhere these foods are not available, and the borders are closed, and that is why the price of the commodity is soaring higher. And we are just saying that the government should look into it and see how it can benefit everyone.
Now, have you considered the possibility of economic sabotage if these land borders are open? One of the reasons is that we have very porous borders. Most of them are even largely unmanned. I recall the last time the federal government, the customs says they are going to have to deploy about 1,500 drones to deploy to monitor some of these unmanned borders. Don't you think it's going to lead to economic sabotage? And we might have importation of things that are outrightly illegal. Drugs, weapons, I missed a couple of other things. It's a catch-22 situation. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Like we said the other time, that there are some goods that are an exclusive list. Some goods are allowed to come in from the land borders. It is not that they close the border, completely. It's just that some goods are not allowed to be brought in. Why not remove rice away from that goods? Let rice come in. Let other things stay outside. And that is how we've been living for years. Can custom tell us how they have been trying to manage that situation over years? I don't think that should be the problem. It shouldn't be. I believe the customs are, yes, you are correct. Our borders are porous and not well manned. Yes. But we are talking about what people need to eat. This morning, my brother, let me tell you, the situation of this country, as I was coming along Panseke this morning, a woman wanted to buy rice and he collapsed and died. Just about 30 minutes ago. People
died?
People around Panseke, if you are listening to me now, they can testify to what I'm saying. He was one that, stretched his plate to the person that want to sell the rice, to the seller. Nobody touched
maybe
him.
Maybe she fainted.
He is dead now as we speak. Dead. And you see, that is...
We'll have our reporters research that.
Yes. I know people around Panseke will be hearing as I'm speaking now. Except, probably after I left, he woke up. Maybe. But before I left the place about 30, 40 minutes ago, he's down dead. So, and that is, Nigerians are walking on the streets.
Maybe that person has health challenges before now. You never can attribute that to hunger or to hardship in the land.
Well, until when we have the autopsy to actually know what happened. But the truth of the matter is that how many family can eat, not 3 square, forget even if 2 square meals in a day now. This country is so, it's very pathetic that we find ourselves in this situation.
We need to take a break. When we come back, you continue along the line of your thoughts. We're talking about the state of the nation today. But then we'd also look at the role that youths can play to making things better. There are many things to unfold from this. So if you just joined us this morning, you're listening to the platform on Fresh 107.9 FM. Check us out on Facebook at Fresh 107.9 FM. My guest this morning is Mr. Daniel Shodende, the coordinator of Coalition of Ogun State Youth Forum. We'll take this break. We'll be back to discuss more.
Ìròyìn ayọ̀rẹ́ ogún gbogbo ẹ̀yin mùtúmùwà gbogbo ẹ̀yin tó fẹ́ ti lé bọ́ sí ilé tẹ̀sí ń gbèrò láti pààrọ̀ gbogbo ohun èlò ilé bí àga tìmùtìmù tábìlì foríṣiríṣi èlò ibùsùn lónírànran àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ. Aristo Furniture is the place to visit for your unique, elegant and exclusive furnitures whenever you are moving home or changing furnitures. Aristo Furniture ló ta àwọn àṣàyàn ohun èlò ilé tó rẹwà tó sì jojú gbèsè àfi bí ìtàfin ọba aládé tá a sì ìpínlẹ̀ ṣe lọ́nà ìgbàlódé síbẹ̀ owó wọn ò ganilára rárá. In Aristo Furniture, we sell furnitures that are top-notch, ranging from contemporary to royal sets. So what are you waiting for? Forward march to Aristo Furniture níbi tí ìtúnilára gbé jùmọ̀ kẹgbẹ́ pẹ̀lú ara ní Interdeco Plaza, Ìyànà Sẹ̀lẹ̀, Ọlọ́runṣògo, Abiolawe, Abeokuta. Aristo Furniture, where comfort meets styles. Your home, your sanctuary.
Old English Superstores. Ẹni o, ó balẹ̀ gùdẹ̀ sílùú Abẹ́òkúta pẹ̀lú onírúurú ohun èlò ilé, ìṣeré ọmọdé, ohun èlò ilé ìdáná, school bags, baby wipes, Old English Superstores ní kẹ́ máa lọ. Ṣé bẹ́yìn náà mọ̀? Pípẹ́ kàràwọ̀ ǹpà ló kájú ẹ̀kọ́ gìrì. Tẹ bá fẹ́ bread tó lẹ̀ lọ́wọ́, tó ki, tó tún dúróore lẹ́nu, ó sì jẹ́ pastries àbí snacks lóríṣiríṣi bíi chicken pie, meat pie, mini pizza, hot dog sausage àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ. Gbogbo ẹ̀ lẹ́ máa bá pàdé. Tẹ bá wọlé sí bakery Old English Superstores, àyè wà fún àwọn tó bá fẹ́ fi ṣàlejò ní patí láti wá bá wa dòwò pọ̀. Gbogbo ẹ̀yin aláràtúntà bíi supermarkets, retail stores àti food vendors tó fẹ́ rà lọ́pọ̀ yanturu, ẹ wá forúkọsílẹ̀ pẹ̀lú Old English Superstores kájọ dòwò pọ̀. Ẹ tún lè order kí ló tún dúró dé. Old English Superstores wà ní 65 Olúṣẹ́gun Ọ̀ṣọ́bà Road, Òkèléwó, Níbàrà, Lábẹ́òkúta, 0818-986-7372. Old English Superstores on every breakfast table. Showaba Services Nigeria Limited na your sure plug for all courier, clearing and forwarding services them anywhere for this Obodo Naija. With their correct technology and professionalism, then go sama you better delivery when no get twin brother. Come and validate your logistics experience with price when no dey tear pocket. Whether na door-to-door delivery, food delivery, mail, parcel, abi document delivery, abi na interstate delivery, kulu temper. Showaba dey gidigba for you. And if na travel you want travel, where agent don't use your eyes see shege, ngwanu no worry at all. Showaba Services Nigeria Limited go run your airline ticket and visa level for you sharp sharp. The jara wey dey on top wey Showaba go package for you still were na air and sea freight, general export, insurance, local and international delivery. Sharpali sharpali carry body enter Showaba Services Nigeria Limited wey dey 47 Olusegun Ọṣọba Road, Okelewo, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Hello hello na 0802-387-5069. Their WhatsApp na 0818-900-8976. Showaba Services Nigeria Limited. Efficiency for your domot.
Mustaifo, Mustaifo.
Iba sese kojogbo ni o ea.
Iba ti rogo, ori fi forty down. Ofin ki wogbo, lowo Mustaifo.
Elora Mustaifo. Oko malaria, alaji bona adawati.
So to the ballon, the low.
Iba akojogbo
beni
to ba gbo Mustaifo ara to ti so tele aji
pelu Mustaifo
aji
iba ara lewe
aji
Mustaifo to ba nse bi iba ori fifo ara riro tabi airorun su dada Mustaifo aba powder oniye fun ni ki o gbelura Mustaifo gan lolugbongbo tirigbo ti wa gbo deko fun iba o ti wa ni oniye fun powder o si wa kaakiri gbogbo ile itaja ogun ile ise ajebi Tradu Medical Company Limited ton se o le koko lo gbe jade lati je alagbata epe 080 2626 6826. Mustaifo oko iba bi ayi padu ba si leyin ojo meji lo ri dokita re.
Thank you for staying with us right here on Fresh 107.9 FM. It's 18 minutes past 10 from our studios, and you're listening to Platform. My guest this morning is Mr. Daniel Shodende, Coordinator, Coalition of Ogun State Youth Forums. And we're looking at the general economy and what it means for the youth. So you were on about highlighting what the economy is like, particularly concerned for a typical youth, whether they can feed or not. But then, before we proceed, I got a text during the break that says, Emmanuel, there's local rice, though expensive, still bought last week Friday from Abba stores at 85K. So that's on the local rice you said is not available. You know, I was alarmed when you said there's no single drop. So it may be expensive, but it's available. But let's shy away from that and talk about what a typical youth is facing at this time. Well, for those who are a bit advanced in age, they might be bourgeois enough to afford some of the basic things. Let's talk about the youths and their plight.
Yeah, well, it's very unfortunate that the youth of this generation, I mean the youth of this century, find themselves in this situation. Because it is not only, how do I put it, it's not only that they are not enjoying, you know, any dividend as regards the, you know, the good governance, but also this, I mean, the leadership of this country seems to seems to have a good plan, you know, for the youth. Because you want to start looking at it from the angle of education. When they go to school, spend 4, 5, 6 years in an institution, they come out of that, you know, four walls, and there is no job, nothing. And day by day, companies are packing off from this country, and we are producing thousands of graduates every year. So it's very obvious that the youth will continue to, you know, to lack. And but then we cannot say because of that we're going to be idle, as many of them also have, you know, started going to entrepreneurial activities just to put, you know, body and soul together to eat and to feed themselves, because it doesn't look like there is anything for them as far as this country is concerned. But you know, the area we are not looking at is that Nigerian youths are really, you know, they are trying to contribute their own little quota, like what we did. Ordinarily, all those groups, we are over 30 groups coming together. All these groups are intention of storming the street. And we contacted ourselves, say, hey guys, why not let's come together before we, you know, eventually go on the street, and let us table our demands, you know, and let's see what happens. And that's what we have done. And I am very happy because for the first time, we have that large number of people agreeing to come together, you know, for a reasonable cost like this. Without argument, you know, everybody just agree, and we came out with that position. And that's to tell you that, you know, we are now, our consciousness as regards our country is now, you know, getting enlightened every day. It means that everybody is touched with the present situation. And except that the government finds something to do, I can tell you that very, very soon, Nigerian youth will react. They will hear from us.
Now, I want you to address youth restiveness. Over the weekend, there were talks about some youths breaking into NEMA warehouses. I read this morning that NEMA has deployed security to all their warehouses. Now, that's a dangerous spiral that the country must not go into at this time. How are you doing, or what are you doing to avoid this? To avoid a situation where the youths of the land go out of control?
No, it is not in our hands. Although I'm not going to be in support of that, and we'll continue to tell our youth to, you know, to be law-abiding. But then if you look at that reaction, you know, it's as a result. Why they did not do this 3-4 years ago. Let me tell you something. As we all know, when people are well-fed, they will not care. They will not care. If you are able to eat, you can survive, just be eating, you will be okay. But immediately we have food crisis like this, immediately things are, you know, getting out of hand like this. When, especially food, when people cannot even eat, then you should know that any form of violence, any form of, you know, any form of illegal activities will begin to come in. If it is to buy, people can live a year without buying clothes, people can live a year without buying shoes, you understand? But to eat, you must eat daily. And that is why the government must wake up to its responsibility to make sure that it is part of our demands, agricultural revolution, that government should wake up to its responsibility. They are seeing, although I've not been there, but of course we saw it on the internet how developed world, how they are practicing agriculture. Even some countries that do not even have fertile land, as we in Nigeria, they are practicing and doing well in agriculture. So what is happening to Nigeria? Our leaders must wake up, because what the report you read, you are not going, I'm not in support, but of course you are not going to blame those people.
Because, you will blame them.
See, okay, during the COVID-19, we are in this country when some palliative were kept inside all stores, halls. When the youth heard that it was there, what did they do? They bombed, they attacked the place. I'm not saying it is correct, but there is always, when there is action, there is also a reaction. The action is that they are hungry now. The action is that even 5,000 naira cannot feed family of three now as we speak. A couple with, many of those before they, as guys, you can give your guys something. Say, guys, I'm hungry. Okay, let me look at my pocket, take 1K, take 2K. But now, as we speak, how many people can still do that? So, there will be reactions. And that is what we have been saying all this while, that they should look at policies, programs that will engage the youth. We are not asking government to give us food. That's why the issue of palliative, I'm not in support in the first instance, because the government cannot feed everybody. What you need to do is to make policies, is to provide a venue where youth can get themselves, engaged, so that they can feed themselves. But when that is not happening, let me ask you, my brother, are you not expecting such thing? We are producing, I don't know the number, but of course I know that we are not producing any less than 5,000 coppers every year.
We produce more than that.
Tell me, how many of those coppers, when they finish, how many of those coppers can lay hands on something doing? How many? Are they not going to eat? Are they not going to survive? No, tell me. Let's be realistic. If you are hungry, you will do anything to eat. You will do anything. We have had cases of people that stole pot of soup. We have had stories of people that stole a pot of soup just because they want to eat. And that's why I said that the issue of food, governments must do something about it, must rise up to the task.
Now, let's move away from that quickly. You gave the government a 30-day ultimatum. According to one of the releases I read, that after 30 days, the youth may hit the streets. How is the government responding to your demands?
Thank you very much. You see that if you look at the last protest, many youth are not, especially in Abeokuta here, many youth don't involved. It is because we quickly gather ourselves together. And we are saying, hey guys, let's just calm down and let's watch how the things unveils. And now we have presented this position paper. I can tell you that it has gotten to the state government, which we hope that it will have gotten to the presidency. And of course, it's almost on the in the media. So I believe that they have this. And so far so good. We are able to gather some information that we are hoping that especially the state government will continue to, because of course they are the nearest government to us, and we hope that they will listen, because some of our demands has to do with feedback, because there are some opportunity that the government in quote feel that they're having that the youth, like for instance, when I met with the Commissioner for Agriculture in his office, he was telling me about some agricultural programs around the Obada that even many of our youth, even youth from outside states, are the one coming to benefit, that our people are not forthcoming. And I was telling him that what medium do you use to publicize these things? Because I, as a person, I'm hearing for the first time.
I'm also hearing for the first time.
And likewise, almost everybody. So, which means that we are hoping that through this, parliament, through this pally, where government will engage the youth, talk about their program, their activities, then where we can also help them if they need our help. where youth can, what do they expect of us and what are they we are expecting from them. That's one of our demand. Also, we are talking about agriculture, and that agriculture, we talk about you know, the, one of the press men asked us during the press conference about the Fadama, and I told him that the Fadama, any policy that is not yielding results, as far as I know, is non-existent. Maybe there should be policy, you know, revisit, you know, so that they can see how they can actually work on that, so that there will be food in the country. That is in the area of agriculture. And agriculture is also a way whereby youth can get employed. Youth can get employed if government actually, you know, put resources in agriculture.
Now, I want to pick you up on Fadama. Okay. There's been a general accusation to youths in the Southwest, just like the commissioner did say, that we do not tap into some of those opportunities. I know for an instance that Fadama works and is beneficial to those that are in the north. They enjoy it. They do. Fadama is basically for off-season planting, Akuro. Why is it education that is responsible, or civilization? I don't know. What do you think is responsible for our youths not being interested in agriculture in this part?
Well, I want to believe that you said probably civilization and education. Yes,
yeah, I don't
no,
know.
No, it, yeah, it contributes to it too. It contributes to it. But if you are saying education, we have people in the University of Agriculture. At least if somebody in medicine or university or polytechnic cannot do agriculture, a student that go to University of Agriculture has interest in agriculture. How many of them, even if it is only those students alone that went to agricultural school alone, are empowered? Because many of these things you are saying, they are just on paper. In practical, in reality, that money is not there. I don't know where that money enters. But the fact remains that, okay, if, like you said, see the massive, see the way the north is are producing foods. Are you saying that at least they are getting the money? The money were distributed evenly across the geopolitical zone, I believe. So what of those money coming to the Southwest? Where is the evidence? Who is spending the money? Where is the money entering to? Where is the Akuro? Where is the farm? So, well, and that's why we said that our leaders also need to, you know, that's where they get fault.
Now, I want us to separate something. Part of the request you made to the federal government, some to the state government.
Yes.
So let's define them. Okay. Which ones went to the federal government? I know you've mentioned earlier that opening of land borders, that would be a federal policy.
Yes.
But let's come to Ogun State. Which are the ones you directed to the state government here?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can get this information right now. But then I believe one of it is, like I said, youth pally with the government.
Okay.
That is probably once or twice in a year, the government should be able to call a town hall meeting, you know, discuss your what you have done for the youth and what you intend doing and what you expect of the youth to do. At least that's a good feedback that people, you know, will be able to know what benefits are in government. That is one. Two, the issue of agriculture, as it applies to the federal government, it also applies to the state too. That they can, you know, they can put money in agriculture, and it will be very useful for the youth. I'm trying to get. Do you have the? I'm trying to see some of those
okay,
things.
I'll pull it out later. Let's step away from that. Let me give you a breather on that. This is Fresh 107.9 FM, and you're listening to The Platform. Right now, it's 32 minutes past 10. You can, the studio lines are open now for you to be a part of the conversation this morning. We're looking at the youth-centric approach to what is going on in the land today. Check us out on Facebook. You can drop your comment for us there as well at Fresh 107.9 FM. The live video feed is up. You can also dial us. Our numbers have changed, so please listen carefully. 0813 355 3996. If you want me to group it in a different way, 0813 355 3996 or 0701352 0701352 9228. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Presenter and guest in the house. My name is Nawajibo.
You're welcome.
Let me appreciate you for this platform and the opportunity you are giving to the youth to express themselves in beautiful one. I've been following the program, and then my comment is as follows. Am I still audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I want to know from the guest if there is any relationship between his coalition or his NGO and the youth council. And why I ask is that quite a number of the program of government contributed to the youth council of Nigeria. And I know in the UK they are asked that you know quite a number of their officials. So the idea of the agricultural program or whatever program government is having, which is involved with, would normally be taken or passed through the youth council of Nigeria. That's why I asked that question. Do they have any relationship with the youth council?
That's
one.
Okay.
Two, the Fadama thing, Fadama Beck, they present the youth religion as an adjective. Fadama is working. Fadama is seriously working. And quite a number of our farmers, even in rural areas in the southwest, are involved. I know people in the Delta, etc. But I cannot deny the fact that there are some, you know, unscrupulous practices by government officials when it comes to distribution of the resources and funds meant for that. But the truth of the matter is Fadama works. So I want the representative of this coalition to ensure that they move around or move to the right quarters for them to get the adequate information and also know how to benefit from a government program. That's my interview this morning. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for reaching out this morning. You can also be a part of the conversation, 0701-1352-9228 or 0813-355-3996. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, this is Kola Ole calling from the United States of Panseke, Abeokuta.
Kola Ole from Panseke, talk to us.
Yeah. I just want to, as we listen and listen carefully to the conversation going on right now on the air. And to me, our government has failed the citizens. Our government has failed us. Can you imagine this morning, while coming out this morning, I saw something happen at the Panseke office. Someone wants to eat. Want to buy food immediately? The person died immediately. Instant on that spot.
So you are being corroborated.
Yes, I said.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
So, to me, our government is still odd. They need to do something that people will benefit for the future of our upcoming generation. We need more agriculture. We need more things to be done within the government. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kola Ole. 0813-355-3996. 0813-355-3996. This line will take a while for us to be used to, but then no doubt it must be done. Then 0701-352-9228. I want you to respond to the issues raised so far.
Yes, you see, we cannot take it away, because at times when I do tell people, you cannot say government came 8 years and you started saying you did not do anything. This government is so bad, he has done nothing. No, it's not possible. You may not, you know, have gotten your past mark, but at least I believe that you will have done something. So the National Youth Council of Nigeria, like the caller said, yes, we are very close. We have good leadership, and I know truly that, you know, many of the government programs goes through channel. But what we are talking about here, we are talking about large scale mechanized farming. If the north. I at times when I watch the northern part of the country in the television, and I begin to wonder, do we not have this kind of mass land in the southwest? Or, you know, the way they plant, the way they do things, you begin to wonder. So it is not that they are not probably doing the little their best, but it is only when we have enough. If truly we have, as we speak now, okay, we are always here on you always see it on the news when the northern will say, if we are not bringing food to the south, yeah, we are not bringing food, we are the food king of Nico. Why? That is not whom we are. That is not we, the southwestern. That's not whom we are. We should be able to, you know, give them pan for pan when it comes to agriculture. Agriculture is a real thing. Ishiagbe, onisha ilewa. We can do it. We can work. If the government, you know, will make it more easier for us, we will. I don't believe the youths are not ready. They will.
Okay. As the state government officially acknowledged or responded to your demands, I know for federal might be quite evasive or very difficult to lay hands on. Has the state government acknowledged?
Yes, they acknowledged the receipt of the letter, and we are hoping that they will respond, because at least there are some green light that they will respond. I think they will respond. They will respond. I know.
Okay. So the 30 days has started counting.
Yes.
Since when?
That was on Friday. No, Wednesday.
Okay. But do you have the metal at this time to organize? And now the concern is that it is quite unadvisable for anybody to take to the street to protest now, so that it does not get hijacked by people who are frustrated already.
And that is one of the reasons why. That is one of the reasons why we have it thoughtful to go in this direction. See, protest. We know we have given protest a different meaning in this part of the world. Protest is something that should be welcome. You get what I'm saying? It shouldn't be something that we should be afraid of. Protest is about telling, you are doing something, I don't like it. Oh, that's just protest. And we are not afraid that people will hijack it. We are even afraid of people that are hungry, that will join the protest, that will be too much. Uncontrollable. You don't hijack. You know, hijack is probably you have finished your protest and some people just enter into your midst and start boggling. No, we are not afraid of that. We are afraid of people. If you say there is a protest now, people that are already angry and hungry at home, that they will join. And answers will be a child's play when people will come out. Because as we speak now, youths are hungry and they are angry. But we have been able to, you know, organize ourselves. You know, Ogun youth are very intelligent people. We are very intelligent and we are very cultured. And we have respect for leaders. And that is why we have taken the way we have taken it. And I believe it's yielding effort. Because the government, you know, at least I know that our SSG has responded that it will get back. And I know it will definitely.
Okay, my guest this morning is Mr. Daniel Shodende, coordinator, Coalition of Ogun State Youth Forum. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it will be our home stretch. Join us. You can call us after the break, but we need to go on this break now. We'll come back with more to ask on the topic.
Step into a world of freshness and convenience at Old English Superstores and Bakery,
Old
located
English
in the heart of the Rock City.
O balẹ̀ gùdẹ̀ sílùú Abẹ́òkúta pẹ̀lú onírúurú ohun èlò ilé, ìṣeré ọmọdé, ohun èlò ilé ìdáná, school bags, baby wipes, Old English Superstores ní kẹ́ máa lọ. Ṣé bẹ́yìn náà mọ̀? Wípé kàràwọ̀ ǹpà ló kájú ẹ̀kọ́ gìrì. Tẹ bá fẹ́ bread tó lẹ̀ lọ́wọ́, tó ki, tó tún dúróore lẹ́nu, ó sì jẹ́ pastries àbí snacks lóríṣiríṣi bíi chicken pie, meat pie, mini pizza, hot dog sausage àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ. Gbogbo ẹ̀ lẹ́ máa bá pàdé. Tẹ bá wọlé sí bakery Old English Superstores, ààyè wà fáwọn tó bá fẹ́ fi ṣàlejò ní patí láti wá bá wa dòwò pọ̀. Gbogbo ẹ̀yin alára tún center bi supermarkets, retail stores ati food vendors to fe ra lopo yanturu e wa foruko sile pelu Old English Superstores kajo dowo po e tun le order ki lo tun duro de Old English Superstores wa ni 65 Olusegun Osoba Road Okelewo ni Bara Labe Okuta 0818-986-7372 Old English Superstores on every breakfast table.
It's 10:43 from our studios here at Fresh 107.9 FM, and you're listening to Platform. My name is Emmanuel. My guest is Daniel Shudendi, coordinator, Coalition of Ogun State Youth Forum. If you want to be a part of the conversation, 0813-355-3996. 0813-355-3996 and 0701-352-9228. 0701-352-9228. Now, tell us, you mentioned that your coalition is about 30 youth groups.
Yeah.
You know, most times it's difficult to have that kind of, to have that pally. What unites you? What's the unifying factor?
The unifying factor is the anger and hungry in the land.
Now, is that not a problem when anger and hunger is a unifying factor? Because that question was intentional.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you think mischief will start crawling in?
You know, it is the, you ask for the unifying factor, which is quite different from the objective. You understand? The objective of the group is to, you know, appeal to our government to do the right thing. And one of the processes is to always have a dialogue. Like the National Youth Council, the man said the other time, not everybody is a member of the National Youth Council. And even the National Youth Council, I don't want to go into National Youth Council matter because I have some knowledge about that, about the organization. But what I'm saying is that even if I'm not there, let there be a town hall meeting. Youth, it is in this country that they don't understand the value of our youth. Even if I'm not in that meeting, you get what I'm saying? Another person will be there. The message will be passed and everybody will pick it. And with due respect to, the SSG, I want to appreciate him because I must say it that he received our demands, our letter and he actually, you know, let us know that he actually received it, and it's an honor because some people will just receive and ignore. So, and I want to commend him because
now let me come to Ogun State. You said, and I quote in the release,
okay,
we received the news of your palliative intervention measures with gladness and gratitude. But we must point out that there is no clear-cut mechanism to capture the youth constituency in the various state initiatives, interventions, and measures. The average self-employed and out-of-school youth is not directly captured in the initiative. This is a huge lacuna that must be corrected immediately to avoid future complications. I want you to clarify that.
Let me start by this. I know that the state government have started the program whereby they want to be, in fact, they have started itself. They'll be paying the schools certain amount. I mean, the students. Because they discovered that whatever they have been doing in the past have not been actually reaching the people that really, you know,
that need it.
So they now thought of, okay, at least if they don't have anything, they have the data of their students in the public school, and they know that every student have a parent, so they narrow it down, you understand. So at least that will get to either the parent or the students. And so where I'm going is this: many of the programs of the government have not been, you know, totally, you have not been enjoying it. The people that needs it have not been, you know, there is always a sabotage somewhere. And that's what we are saying, that government should try and be non-actors. I mean, you are talking about, you are talking about people that are different, that are not political into whatever they are doing, so that they can, you know, bringing them into to whatever they are doing, so that they can monitor and, you know, see that, okay, this thing actually gets to where it's supposed to get to. And that's what we are trying to point out there, that we youth also should be involved in those kind of programming. I mean, committees and others of programs that will see to the effectiveness of whatever the government is doing, so that at least nobody will be shouting.
Okay, here's a recommendation on Facebook for you. Lawal Jubril Ajibade says, I've been following you. Please, can the youth, through the Youth Council, get a list of youths that are interested in agricultural activities, present it to the government, and put them to task? Please, let's shift from complaints to commitment. Stop complaining about hunger. Let's commit to actions.
Yes, we know we have said it here. We said it earlier. And that is part of what I said about when I met with the Commissioner of Agriculture, that said that there is a program. So, and that program, when he explained, is a laudable one. It's a laudable program, because he said that those people will be there for maybe 3 or 4 months or so, and they will be given stipends, they will be fed, they know that they will be taught agriculture. And he even said that 80% of those people that came for that program are outsiders. They are not even indigenous of the state.
Ogun State.
So, and one of the reasons is because the dissemination of information. At times, when you don't know something, you cannot, you know, benefit from it. And that's why we are said, no, like you said, we are not complaining. We are our coalition, we are not complaining. Like I said, we are to tell them what they need to hear. And wherever they want us to come in, too, we are ready to, you know, to come in. If, like you said, if you want youth that want to engage in agriculture, we can get them, okay? People that, you know, we get it, and the government will do their own part.
Now, what would be your message to the average Nigerian youth now that is not captured, according to you, the self-employed average Nigerian youth, or maybe the unemployed average Nigerian youth, or the underemployed average Nigerian youth?
You know, one of our problems in Nigeria is the fact that we don't have a database. If there are database now, you know, government also will know which number of youths are not employed. But there is also, the only advice I will give is this. Well, they will have to, through the, like, Youth Council, we're going to work hand in hand with them. And those that are not captured in this Youth Council or our group, they should try and get in touch with the leadership of this group, because the moment we want to put government at, we are not lazy. We want to show government that we are ready to work. So what we want to do is we want to start seeing opportunity at the government and key into it. So that is one of our requests, that government should, you know, bring policy that will empower the youth. And the more they are doing, of course, if they are doing well, we'll say it. Like I said about the SSG now. You get it? So we are believing that once they start, you know, listening to us, of course, not everybody will do agriculture. But at least if there are other things that the government, the policies the government can bring up that can make us engaged, yes, we welcome to do it. Why not? So we just appeal to the youth to calm down, like we have done in the past that we have been doing, but let them locate us, the coalition, you know, because the truth of the matter is that, like you said, that what unifies us, and I told you that
anger.
Yes, everybody wants to go.
Parakpo.
Everybody wants to go.
Can I call it a big parakpo?
So now, like I told you, everybody.
That's what the light turned.
Everybody wants to go into streets. Almost imagine 30 groups going to streets, probably every day. You know, unrest that we caused in the state. So that's why we say, okay, let everybody come together. What are the agitations? And that's why we came up with those things. So we are together now. So we are, at least we are at rest that the state, there will be no, you know, unrest. People will go in their daily work. You understand? And we thank God that we talk to ourselves and we listen to ourselves, and it's working. So that is very fine. So we are expecting that one way or the other, the government will continue to carry us along whatever they are doing, and whatever that they feel we need to do, or whatever opportunity that comes, we can always benefit from it.
I must thank you for your time this morning. It's been an interesting session.
Thank you, sir.
Particularly when it comes to that our constituency, the youth constituency.
And I quickly want to...
The largest group in the country.
Yes. I quickly want to contribute to the first caller that talked about rice that at a Abba store or whatever store.
Okay.
But you see, people... not everybody will go to store to go. People who are buying rice in street by street... So if that rice is that much available that can go around, it shouldn't be in the store. It should be at that Yaloja market. It should be at Omida, the street, that I can go in there anytime. I don't need to go into store before I buy rice. The way they are selling the imported one, if truly is available that much, then it should be on the street. And if it's on the street, let's see whether people will buy or not.
Okay. That's the size of our offering. I must thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, sir.
Comrade, I think that should be the right word.
Yes, sir.
Comrade Daniel Shudeinde, the coordinator, Coalition of Ogun State Youth Forum. Thank you for your time on platform this morning.
Thank you very much.
I will track development from that. If there's further need to invite you again, I hope you'll be willing to come.
Yes, even my escorts too would like to come.
Interesting. So my regards to your executives and the other 30 groups, the 30 groups that came together to form the coalition.
Yes.
My regards to them. This is as of our offer this morning. Platform will return on Wednesday. Or join us at 7 tomorrow for Freshly Pressed. We'll continue with the rest of our programming for the day. My name is Emmanuel, okay? Good morning.
FM, your feel-good radio.
Ọjọ́ rẹ̀ bí àná dàgbò òmìnira 1960 nígbà yẹn things easy gẹ̀gẹ̀ bọ́ ṣe wí tarúgbó tó omidan ló ń dunnú pátí ìgbò òmìnira òmìnira ìdí ìdàbí ẹ̀wọ̀ náírà wá ìlú polúkúrú mọ̀ṣú ewé tàgbà lọ́jẹ́yàn wọn níṣù abẹ́ orí ewé ẹ̀rí. Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ ò fẹ́ wí abẹ́ orí àgbà ẹ̀rí àtẹnujẹ ló fẹ́ payín pẹ̀tẹ̀pẹ̀tẹ̀ ta ná ní ìpọ̀pá ẹni bá tàgbà kó lọ mọ́ ọ̀fẹ́ ní ṣé bẹ̀lẹ́ máa sùn lè bá sọ pé ò mọ kankan ẹ̀yìn àròlẹ̀ máa wà ṣé bẹ̀lẹ́ máa ṣẹlẹ̀ o ṣé bẹ̀lẹ́ máa sùn ṣé ní kò ṣẹ́jú máa kàn o ẹ̀yìn àròlẹ̀ máa wà.
Kí ni sùúrù tí ò léèrè? Kí ni iṣẹ́ tí kò ṣeré? Wọ́n ṣàlẹ́yọ̀ tó lóko. Ó kúkú ṣiṣẹ́ ó dẹ̀rẹ́ rè. Ha, ẹ̀dẹ̀ sọ pé a sì wà lọ́mọdé. Nǹkan sálẹ̀ yẹn jẹ́ ká gbàdo tó dé. Láì sọ̀rọ̀ gidi lọ sọ, ọ̀rọ̀ tó oníláì ló sọ. A láti fi lákàyè sí ká sọ̀rọ̀ sí ibi tọ̀rọ̀ wa. Ṣé bẹ̀lẹ̀ máa sùn o?
Ṣé bẹ̀lẹ̀ máa sùn?
Èèyàn rẹ̀ máa wà.
Ṣé bẹ̀lẹ̀ máa sùn?
Mẹ́wàá ṣe o. Ṣé bẹ̀lẹ̀ máa sùn? Never was a true account. Never let out. My wash it.
What has it go boy? What was that you go? Why show my dead? A jack on a letter, but where jet on jet? Now I can share. Do what you wear it. Last it go boy, and he got up to love better. Ooh, why she no man? Kalu kalu ben commission. Ooh, yeah. Láti tún ti wọlé, ta ló dìbò fún? Pàṣán tàbí iná yálé.